Hello, everyone. I would like to welcome you to a very special recording of Nightly Connections as I join with my special guest, Lindsay Rushing, in talking about her polyamorous relationship, her kids, her personal life, and we dig into questions about that. A little bit of background, I've known Lindsay since I was in seventh grade. And it's amazing that we're still talking and being friends. And to this day, we're actually more like brother and sister than anything now. So the next 20-minute segment of this show is going to be digging in with her, joking around, and having fun. I hope you guys enjoy.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Nightly Connections. I'm your host, Steven, and I have a very special guest with me today. Miss Lindsay, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining.
Oh, you're welcome.
So, first off, how's it going? It's been a while since I talked to you. How is everything?
We're days away from new baby. got a house full of chaos. And I miss y'all. How are y'all?
We're doing pretty well. Miss you as well. House is definitely chaotic. I've been, of course, following you guys on Facebook, and all of a sudden, Kyle has posted a picture of two hours ago. I'm not sure how I feel about this.
Oh God, is it a nerd thing?
No, it's not a nerd. It's not a nerd thing. It's he dyed his hair pink.
Well, no, it's purple. Don't tell him it's fake.
Well, apparently I'm not the only one that got a kick out of it, so.
No, I'm sure his mother got a kick out of it, too.
So, on that note, are you ready for new baby, or are you guys still preparing?
No, we're ready. I'm ready. Hey, I could go now if that were the case.
Because I know you're saying it's any day at this point. So then, and this makes number four, if I recall.
Yeah, this is number four. Yep, caught right up with you.
Are you trying to beat me now?
No, this is my last one.
All right. So now, what we're here to talk about today and bring up, I'm going to bring up our conversation from whenever my computer decides it wants to load.
We overcame this, so I think we're doing pretty good.
Yeah, I'm really surprised that the computer is actually letting you link up through this. But it immediately started recording beforehand, so there was literally no time to prepare at all.
Right.
Like, oh, it just started recording. Okay, fine. So we got to bring everybody up to speed. We got on a conversation of poly relationships, and Miss Lindsay is actually in one and wanted to shed some light on it. And I have a few questions for you to see what can be said on it.
Okay.
So with your relationship, how does it actually work?
We're all equal in the relationship. They have a relationship. We have a relationship. All three of us have a relationship. Because all polyamory means is, you know, multiple loves.
Okay. So, and at times, are there any conflicts with this, or do y'all get along?
So far, we haven't had any, but that doesn't mean anything. We're not all in the same house 24/7 yet, so.
Okay. Let's see.
You can have
it. And I hear Littles in the background.
Yeah, you hear Adam. Yes. Uncle Steven says hey.
Hi, little buddy. Nice. So with the kids, how does your relationship reflect on them?
I don't think it reflects on them at all, mainly because two of three don't understand yet. I mean, Adam obviously doesn't understand anything different. Desmond is one, so he doesn't. The main one is Savannah, and it's really just warming up to a new person because she's so shy. But like I said, we're not in the same house 24/7 yet, and we probably won't be for a few years because she's currently in school. That would be my luck.
What?
The phone ring. Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot. It's nothing. I forgot to put it on vibrate, which I really should do that now. And I see the problem that you were running into with Anchor on your phone. It gave me the same error saying the microphone access was required. I'm like, I have microphone access. I have the app downloaded. What are you talking about?
Right.
All right. So in a few, do you see the relationship being long lasting, or is it just something that's temporary?
No, I see it long lasting. We actually bought an ornament to put on the tree that has her name on it with all of ours, and says together we make a family. She just fits right in. She's a homebody. She doesn't require a whole bunch of whining and dining. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. And I know that you and I both were raised in the South. You know that this type of relationship isn't traditional. So I'm going to ask, because you know this is being shared, how do you feel about people actually knowing about this? How do you feel about outing this?
It doesn't bother me personally. Now, it bothers Kyle a little bit more because he still cares what his family thinks. I don't. But, no, I don't really care who knows. My mother knows I'm bi now. And she knows that we've dated a couple of different girls. So it doesn't really bother me.
Okay. And I know that you said your family already knows it. How do they feel about it?
My mother, of course, she's not thrilled, but she'll get over it. I'm not thrilled about her life either.
That I do understand. I trust me. I get that from 1,000 miles away.
Oh, I know you do.
So, and you mentioned that you were bi. How long did that? Because I didn't even know that aspect until a couple of days ago. I'm like, wait a minute. My mind is kind of whoa.
Yeah, no, I've known that since maybe 2 years before Kyle.
Okay.
And then whenever we got together, I told him, I was like, you know, I've got to be able to have that female relationship, and we've had some bumps in the road for sure. Our first one actually passed away. She was in a training accident with the Army.
Goodness.
Right after Savannah was born. And so we took time to heal after that. And I don't think we'll ever go to that. Bye. Go outside.
He sounds really excited about something.
No, that was Savannah.
Okay, what is she excited about?
I have no idea. I have no idea. It's no telling.
Let's see. I'm sorry. I'm getting messages.
Well, I apologize because I've got kids asking.
No, this is a. If you look at the subtitle on my podcast, it's parenting. So if kids are in the background, it just makes the experience a little bit more real.
I know for mine, I've got a PSA that.
So I am definitely not worried about kids being in the background. It makes it more real. So you said.
You're welcome, Savannah.
Let's see.
So, but yeah, no, we've had a bunch of bumps in the road. We've had one psycho. We've had a couple just ghost us. Had one accuse me of having coronavirus and not telling her. That's how she got out of it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was fun.
So as far as the dating aspect in a poly relationship, how does that work? How has it been working for you? Because obviously you guys have found a third. How did that come about?
We met her, and to tell you the truth, I don't even remember the website because it was one of those that I didn't think it was even going to happen because it looked like something out of the 90s. I mean, it literally looked like something that somebody coded out of, you know, 1998. Legit. But no, she messaged me back, and that was, we've actually dated and left this one to the side and then picked her back up because we didn't want to hinder her schooling because what she's going to school for is extremely difficult and we don't have anything around here that would, I mean, she'd have to get a job, she'd have to go somewhere like New Orleans or Baton Rouge.
That I understand it.
In order to find a job. So that's why it's been so difficult with her, and it's not her fault at all. We just didn't want to hold her back. But we've kind of come full circle.
That's,
and decided we're going to try to make it work.
Yeah, because I've learned from experience myself that long-distance relationships, they're rocky. They're really, really rocky.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that that aspect is working, and then the kid aspect is definitely working from what I hear because y'all are in the same house yet. So... Do you guys have a time frame of when that will happen? When you'll eventually move in together, or if that will happen?
Time frame is not set in stone just because she is in school. I think we're looking at 3 years till she's completely done with school.
Okay.
And she comes on breaks. She actually was supposed to be here yesterday, but... we had some issues. She's got the flu.
Ooh.
And she can't fly with a fever, so.
Yep. This mess is all over the place, and hopefully it will be away soon.
Let's cross our fingers.
That way I can I would love to come home and visit, but I can't right now. With my rigorous work schedule and Kelly's rigorous work schedule, it's kind of hard to.
And homeschooling.
Oh, boy.
Add that to the mix.
But with homeschooling, at least we can pick up their Chromebooks and go, especially with our phones having Wi-Fi hotspot. They can do it anywhere.
Right.
It sounds like you're also a little tired as well.
Yeah, I apologize. Yes.
You're fine. But, I also want to give a little bit of background and start correcting me if I miss any details at all. Me and Lindsay have known each other since junior high school. That was years ago. Oh, That, I can't believe it was that long. I can't believe it was that long ago that we've known each other. And I think back, I'm like, wow, I was in seventh grade and she was in eighth grade. That's insane.
Right. Right.
So, and we've been friends ever since. We're ROTC together whenever we actually met back up when I finally got to the high school.
Right. 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 No, closer than brother and sister.
Right. It's always been that way and always will be. Why? Wait a second. I just realized that. Why are you overheating the dog's food? I'm petting the cat and she's over here just getting lovings. And I look up and like, wait a minute. That's the dog's food you're eating. You have your own food. Why are you eating that?
I know. The dog's food. That's the cat food here.
But, and all, and I know you have a few animals. I couldn't keep up with all of them.
Uh-oh. Yeah, we have 14 dogs, 3 cats.
Okay, so you have a zoo. Let me correct myself. Because yes, I only have 3 cats zoo. And dogs. That's all I need. Jeez.
Well, I can't be part of the problem, so we've dealt with it. We've
made it work. So, is there any advice that you can give to other poly couples out there?
Really just go into it with an open mind, because I didn't even know what this was supposed to be called in the beginning, and we've been together almost 7 years now. And actually our anniversary was December the 1st. And we went into it just seeking a third. I didn't know what polyamory was, didn't know what a triad was. But you got to get, and Kyle has struggled with it. He struggled with it because he worried about what other people thought. And it's been hard for him to break himself away from the norm, how he was raised, you know, one man, one woman, you know, he felt like for a little while that he was cheating. And I personally don't care. And I know that's horrible to say. It just doesn't bother me. It does not bother me at all. So, but yeah, that's my advice, is to go into it with an open mind and don't jump into it unless you're secure in your relationship, because that could be detrimental.
All right. Okay. Okay, that's all the questions I pretty much have. That's an eye opener, definitely.
Well, we said it would, you know, it's going to be hard to find somebody that, and I think what got us on this topic was because a triad that I follow, they got engaged, and it's like, why can't people accept this? Why is nobody talking about this? It's hard as all get out to find, and actually the African American population of polyamory is more pronounced and out there than the Caucasian and the whites. There's actually an entire you okay? There's actually an entire network in Dallas that meet every year of African American polyamory practitioners. And I couldn't believe that. And Dallas is technically the South. Dallas is, you know. And it surprised the mess out of me that it was just so big. And so, I guess, so out there and talked about. And if you get on YouTube, Triad So Lit, Polly Patterson 3, I think it's Denny and Dev. You can, they're very easy to find. And I think it's good to watch those videos and get kind of a, especially if you're just looking into it, to see what those problems are, because most of them are pretty honest. They're pretty raw. They tell you how it is.
It's definitely, excuse me, it's definitely something to look into. But as of now, that's all the time that we have. that was actually
right.
An eye opener. It's definitely something to look into because it's actually intriguing. It's very interesting.
Yeah, no, I agree.
But
I agree.
Lindsay, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your day. I hear your littles in the background calling for your attention, and I also have more things I got to do around the house before I go get my littles from daycare. Okay. I've had all day at home by myself, which has been absolutely peaceful.
I'm sure it has been.
Love you too.
All right, bro. Thank you so much for
listening in. Tune in next week for more Nightly Connections. Have a good day.